Now, number four, we get number four here, that space is a viewpoint of dimension. Do you know that physics has gone on since the time of Aristotle without knowing that? Yet we read in the Encyclopedia Britannica many years ago, I think it was the 11th edition, maybe even the 9th edition, and it says there that space and time are not a problem of the physicist. They are the problem of one working in the field of the mind. And it says that when the field of psychology solves the existence of space and time, why then physics will be able to do something about it. And all these fellows running around getting their PhDs and DHPs and so forth and studying all these centuries, not centuries, actually merely decades, it seems like centuries if you've ever listened to their lectures, the days of want, the only want, back in, I think, 1867, something like that, on forward, nobody read the Encyclopedia Britannica and realized that they had the responsibility for identifying space and time so that physics could get on its way. And because they avoided this responsibility, we had to pitch in here and dig up Scientology. Now, we didn't dig up Scientology to work in the field of physics. We dug up Scientology to work in the field of the humanities. But it so happened that I discovered very, very early while I was studying nuclear physics at George Washington University that physics did not have a definition for space, time, and energy. It defined energy in terms of space and time. It defined space in terms of time and energy, and it termed energy in terms of space and time. In other words, it was going around in a circle, and things were being defined by each other. Now, I first moved out of that circle by putting it into human behavior, be, have, and do, or be, do, and have, which you find in Scientology 8008, which you can get from the HASI. But the point is here that without a definition for space, physics was and is adrift. And one of our auditors, by the way, told somebody, an engineer in an Atomic Energy Commission plant one time, well, we have the definition for space, and this engineer said, you do? And, of course, we didn't invent this for nuclear physics, but they could certainly use it if they could read. And so this fellow said, well, what is the definition of space? And our auditor said, it was Wing Angel. He said, space is a viewpoint of dimension. This fellow sat there, and then all of a sudden, he rushed to the phone, and he says, close down number five. He realized that an experiment in progress was about to explode. And one of the reasons he knew it was about to explode is he'd suddenly found out what space was. It's quite interesting. This is of great interest to nuclear physics, but they get one of these definitions and then they start figure. They don't take the definition as such and use it as such. They figure, and so they lose it again.